Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. Welcome to the first episode of Gets My Goat, the podcast station. I am so excited to have you guys here with me. Today, we are going to be starting just with a little bit of an introduction to me and a little bit of background of how I got started with goats and where a little bit about where I live, and just kind of letting you guys get to know me and just kind of sharing some stuff. This is a what do you want to call it? This is a supplement or sort of a side thing to my YouTube channel, which is called Gets My Goat by Rachel Howell. It doesn't have a lot of videos on there yet, but there are some videos that you guys can go and check out if you'd like to. It's all about just general goat care and just some things that I've done with the goats recently, you know, just in the last year or so I started it. And we trim hooves, we do some disbudding, we do some getting breeding preparations and some fun stuff like that, and I have a lot more stuff coming, so feel free to go ahead and check that out if you would like to. So me, just a little bit of a background. So I was born on a farm. I was raised on a farm. My parents have I live on about 10 acres in Goldendale, Washington, and we've always had animals on our farm. We've always had chickens, we've had ducks, we have some geese right now, we have 3 horses, soon to be 4, we have a dog, and so we've always had something on the farm. There's never not been an animal out here. So my mom was raised on a dairy farm, actually, in Sunnyside, Washington, and she showed Holsteins. They raised Holsteins, and she actually showed some cows when she was growing up, and she showed a few sheep, I think, also. So she's always been, she's always been that very outdoorsy and loves the animals type of person. So she was the one who sort of had the idea to build on some property and get some goats. My parents decided that they were ready for that. So they were living in town in Goldendale, and they had 7 kids. They adopted 9 kids, and I'm the baby of the family. So they had 7 kids at the time when their house in town burned down. And so they just kind of decided, oh, well, maybe now's a good time to go for some property. So they did. And it was sort of my mom's idea to get the animals and just kind of go back to her roots and everything like that. So that's how we ended up with that. And my dad, on the other hand, was also raised in Sunnyside, Washington. But he was not raised on a farm. He was raised in town, I believe. And he, growing up, I believe they had a few dogs growing up, but they never had any, large animal livestock. They never had horses, they never had cows, they never had goats or sheep or anything, because they couldn't. They lived in town. So there's that. I've always enjoyed farm life. I've always kind of said that I would probably never be able to live in town or without at least some land, you know, some small amount of property around us, just because I love that space, you know, that open feeling where you can just go out and do your thing, you know. So I've always kind of felt that I would always be on a farm. If I end up living in a townhouse, then I guess I do, but it would be awfully hard for me. I've always been an animal lover, and always enjoyed getting to know animals and just seeing how they interact with us as human beings and how they interact with each other from one species to the next. The thing that got me started with goats is We actually, I think this was a little bit before my parents adopted my twin sister and I. They had a bottle baby goat that they brought home and raised on a bottle, and her name was Bibi, and she was a great big old like reddish brown Nubian, and that's basically where our not the goat we have now, but the goats that we had growing up, that's basically where they came from, is they were descendants of Bibi. They were either daughters or granddaughters, because they ended up breeding her and showing her at the local fair and stuff like that. And I might have showed Bibi myself once or twice, but I don't think I did. So that's where it all started. So my first goat, her name was actually Ariel. And I can't remember if she was one of Bibi's daughters or if she was one of Bibi's granddaughters, but like I said, she was definitely a descendant. And so from there, I just kind of had my own goats among, all the goats that we had. And she was actually a really tame, really nice goat. I would ride her everywhere, out in the pasture, until I got too big. But I would ride her everywhere, and I would spend lots of time with her, and so she was actually kind of what gave me a passion for goats, because they can be so loving and so kind, and they can also be kind of stubborn, but they can really form an attachment with you. So my goal here is as far as what I want to get out of this is, or what I want to give also, is just a little bit of information, coming here for discussion or information, or just, some fun facts or just a few fun topics. And that's the same idea as my YouTube channel. So the YouTube channel is going to be sort of stuff that I can show you. Things that take a process, things that are kind of more like how-tos, and we'll do some how-to things here, but it'll be more discussion because I can't really show you how to do it. So if there's anything in my YouTube channel that I do that needs further discussion or further explanation, this is basically where it's going to be. So I'm wanting this to kind of be as educational as possible for you guys, and also, for those of you who may be on the fence about whether or not to start raising goats, or how to expand your herd, or how to expand your idea of raising goats, or something like that. I'm hoping that this is a place that you can find a lot of good and helpful stuff. We're going to be talking about care in general, some points of contrast, some maybe a few points of conflict in the goat world, such as whether or not to disbud, whether or not to weather bucklings, and things like that. But there will also hopefully be some more topics, such as a few things in the world of raising horses or other farm animals, because we do, like I said, we do have horses currently, and we do have quite a few other animals on the farm. So I'm hoping that that's where we can be with that. So I work at one of the vet clinics in Goldendale. It's been something that's been super, super fun, super amazing. I love my job. I love seeing the animals. I'm a veterinary assistant, so my job description is basically do what I'm told, and my job is to help the veterinarian with whatever he needs help with, setting up for a surgery, cleaning up after a surgery, animal restraint, things like that. It's really fun to see just the variety of cases that you'll see in a day. You really never know what's gonna walk through the door, and it's been a really good way to sort of channel my my interest and enthusiasm for animals into something productive and being able to help them and making a difference in not just their world, but in the world of their owners also. So that's what I do. I'm also, I studied at Penn Foster. It's an online college. You can go to high school, you can go to career school, or you can go to, I think there's like a community college thing. And it's just, it was super, super awesome. So I spent some time doing that. And I just finished my veterinary assistant program this year. And I just graduated this year. So it's been super awesome to do that. So if you're looking for a way to use your passion for animals, that's a good way to do it. Penn Foster has the veterinary assistant and the veterinary technician program. So feel free to check those out if you're looking for a school to attend. It's all online, and it's super, super informative and very easy to reach out to your instructors or the student help if you're having a problem. So I would highly recommend doing that if you're looking for a career path or if you're trying to decide what school to go to. They're a pretty good option. There's lots of ways to use your if you have a connection to animals, then you'll probably like this podcast. It's just one of those things where you are able to feel their I don't want to say aura, but like for me personally, I have learned that you have to learn to speak their language, because animals do not know how to speak English, and they never will learn how to speak English. So, you know, if you're around a goat, you have to use a goat's body language. You know, you have to do things in a way that they do them so that they will understand. If you're around a horse, you have to do things sort of in a way that a horse would do them so that they'll understand. So that's basically where I'm at on that, and we'll talk about that more later in future podcasts. So anyway, I think that's probably going to be good for now. I just kind of wanted to introduce myself and get the ball rolling, and I hope you guys enjoy some of the videos that I have planned, or some of the podcasts that I have planned for the future. And please do feel free to check out my YouTube channel, Guess My Goat by Rachel Howell. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to drop those either on the YouTube channel, or I think there might be a place here where you can comment. But if not, definitely go to the YouTube channel and feel free to ask your questions or leave your comments or suggestions for future videos or future podcast topics. And I would be very happy to address those and keep things going. Thanks.